Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
When something is to be done, obviously the one thing better than starting well is finishing well. In this, our God is the great exemplar. He finished well in creation. Quote, "Thus the heavens and the earth and all the host of them were finished. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done." Genesis 2:1-2. He finished well in revealing his standard of righteousness, unlike the endless additions to our own nation's laws. Quote, "Moses completed writing the words of this law in a book when they were finished." Deuteronomy 31:24. And of course our Lord Jesus diligently kept at the Father's will until he could say, quote, "I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do." John 17:4. Then hear the cry of triumph that opened the door of heaven and shook the gates of hell. Quote, "When Jesus said, it is finished." Chapter 19:30. This is beautifully portrayed by Naomi in the love story of the wealthy Jewish kinsman and the impoverished Gentile bride. Quote, "Sit still, my daughter, until you know how the matter will turn out. For the man will not rest until he has finished the matter this day." Ruth 3:18. The idea spans all of history, for in the mind of God, quote, "The works were finished from the foundation of the world." Hebrews 4:3. Then the Spirit looks forward to people like you and me and says, quote, "They will come and declare his righteousness to a people who will be born, that he has done this." Psalm 22:31. Which H.A. Ironside points out could also be translated, "that it is finished." And just as, quote, "Moses finished the work of the tabernacle," Exodus 40:33, quote, "so all the work that Solomon had done for the house of the Lord was finished." 2 Chronicles 5:1. Let's seek to finish well too.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.